This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A rosé by any other name would still smell like a sweet onion in Walla Walla. The rosé sweet is a pinkish version of the yellow sweets that grower Mike Licati has developed after pulling reddish onions out as culls for several years.
No, it's something we've been developing for probably the last 10 years myself. It started as like kind of a pinkish hue to a Walla Walla sweet, kind of a just an off type in the field.
But Licati says he hasn't grown enough of the rosé sweets to market until now.
I've kind of marketed them. I've done a little playing around with farmers markets and stuff, selling what I could, where I could, but this is the first year we've actually used our marketer, Keystone Fruit Marketing, to actually push some of them.
Licati says the biggest difference between the rosés and the yellows is the color.
My personal opinion, just as sweet as the yellows, I think that they actually hold up a little bit better. They kind of have some of that red storage characteristic. What you get is that nice, sweet first burst of a lot of water content, sweet flavor, and then you followed by a mild onion flavor, just like you do in the yellows. Just the nice thing is that they have a nice pinkish hue to the rings, and so it's really pretty in a salad, really pretty on a burger, really pretty on a sandwich. You know, just something different.
The rosé sweets can be found at one of the 7 metropolitan market locations in Seattle, at Walla Walla River Packing and Storage, or at the Licati Farms website.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.